Welcome everybody. Shir number 1061, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we discussed a little bit of a ways back in reference to Kavana, whereby one has to have Kavana. First one has to have, when one makes the Bracha in Kedima, B'brachas, right, you make the Bracha on the one that's on a higher level, and it automatically will go on the items that on a lower level with the same Bracha that are in front of you. Or if you had it in mind and so on, and those in conjunction with that. Now, we said that the problem was if you make the bracha on the lower level, let's say I make a bracha on an apple, and a grape is in front of me, it's not automatically going to go onto the grape. But if I have it in mind, Vavad said the Ramo, Vavad Shei Daita, Igam Kein, Alav Bevirchasa. You have to have in mind for the grape also. Now, so we discussed all that, if somebody made a mistake, how to work it, what, when, and where. So now, but the interesting thing brings down the Bir Halacha, that there's a concept that we know if somebody is a guest at somebody else's house, in general, their das becomes sort of like automatic on certain things. For example, if somebody makes a bar priya eats, they're a guest and they're invited, they're eating food. They didn't wash, right? That's not the issue, but they're given an apple. Fine, so they make a bar priya eats. So their das, it halachically automatically goes on everything that's bar priya eats because they're a guest. They don't know what they'll be served. I might get a pear, right? I might get a whatever. I might get a grape, which is from the Shivas Aminim, right? I might get something else. That's how aids. Since the fact that I'm a guest, I don't know what I am being served. Now, I do want to also bring down this as a side note, which we've spoken about in the past, but just to, always to throw it in, that if somebody's being served, let's say a husband's being served and the wife serves them supper, and they really have no idea what they're eating, also those, the same halachas apply in general, right? I said that person sits down to eat, and they serve this, they serve soup, they serve whatever, and they did not wash. So in general, many poskim actually say that it would, the same halachas will go for a husband and wife, where the husband's being served supper, let's say, and he makes a shahakal. So in general, it's going to go on everything that he's going to be served because by his wife, because he doesn't know what's for dinner, right? And he's sort of like a guest, quote unquote. But when a person's a guest, that's where the halacha starts. They make a bracha, they may come in, you make a shahakal. And we're talking about a case in time where somebody sits down. Well, if you just pop in for a second, those halachas we said that time was a little different. But you come, you're invited, you sit down, you make a shahakal, let's say. So that shahakal will go on everything else that's shahakal because of the fact that you do not know what other items with the bracha of shahakal will be served. So the same thing over here, interesting, where we said that if I make a bracha, a person makes a bracha on the lower level item, I make a bracha on the apple, right? So I have to have in mind the grape, otherwise it's a problem. Unless I like the grape better, unless I like the apple better, then we said it's chaviv according to the Rambam. B'diyeved, the person will be yoytze according to Rambam lechatchila, but b'diyeved you're yoytze because we always have the Rambam to fall back on. Al tchaviv, it's more desirable the apple. But let's say a case in time whereby the grape is more desirable, and they rather eat the grape, and they made the bracha first on the apple, which is what they have to eat first the grape. They have to not eat first. They have to eat first also, but they have to make in other words, the bar priya eitz. It's all the same bracha. The bar priya eitz has to be made on the grape, and that'll go on the apple. You can't make it on the apple as far as the halachas of kedima b'brachas, the order of brachas. You can't make it on the apple, and it goes automatically on the grape, even though it's in front of you. And okay, so that's number one. Number two, they desire more the grapes, and they still made the bracha on the mistake was still made on the apple. Number three, they did not have in mind the grape. So that's three strikes, you're out, and you would have to make a bracha on the grape in that situation. Only in that situation. Now, if you have in mind the grape, so that's good. But so when you're a guest, says the Bir Halacha in the Bir Maskel Vilvad, Shei Yehei Daitai, right? That which the Ramah said, and now a Simon Reish Yud Aleph, the end of Sif Hei, Vilvad Shei Yehei Daitai, Gam Kein Allah Bevichasa, you have to have it in mind. And the Mishra explained to us how we just worked it, what we just spoke out. But he said, when you're a guest, from Oichel Eitzel Balabayas, if a person eats as a guest, Kevin, the attack of the Balabayas, I'm Samech on the Balabayas, whatever his das is. In other words, I don't know what he has in mind. Have a Ki'ilu Daitai Beferish. Lifter Kol Mash, Eretz Balabayas, Vivi Eloi. So that's what the Mishra is telling us. He's quoting from the the Guinness for Adam and so on, and others, Rabbi Kiva Eger. Okay, so he brings, so that's the lesson that he says, that since you're relying on the das of the Balabas, Havaki Ilu, Daite Beferish Liftar, so it's as though automatically your das is to Beferish Liftar Komashir to Balabas, Vivi. So if a person made that mistake and they made the bracha on the apple, and even if they didn't have the grape, because again, it's part of the same halacha that the grape wasn't even brought out. The person was given an apple, fine, it made a bar priya eat. So now they're given a bunch of grapes to eat, and they like grapes, they'd like to eat some of the grapes. So do they make a bracha? No, because when they're a guest, so automatically that bracha goes on anything that's a eats, and that would cover the grapes too, even though it's on a higher level. Whatever the reason was, it wasn't in front of them, they didn't get it yet, whatever, but since we're dependent on the das, on the kavana, of the intent of the owner of the balabos, I shouldn't say the owner, of the person, the hostess, you know, right, the host of the hostess, so we're dependent on their das, on their intent, so therefore the bracha would automatically go on the other items with the same bracha, although it might be on a higher level. So explains the Bir Halacha and the Bir Maskel Vavlach. Hey, Daita. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha. Kol tov.